guys, it's your girl Alicia coming back to you guys with the podcast. I'm very, very excited to be talking to you guys because I feel like it's been such a long time and I had so many supporters. So if you were one to support me, stay in tune because here I come back with a bunch of more things to talk about and kind of just a journey of Alicia. I feel like when I started this, I didn't know what mainly I wanted to talk about. But now I know I want to talk about me, and I feel like I've been through so much stuff, and I'm very mature in my mindset that is set. I feel like it can reach a lot of people, and a lot of people seem to be going through a lot of stuff as well, and as long as I can touch y'all with my words and my spirit, that's good enough for me. So today's topic is going to be about elevation. And the reason why I talk about elevation is because I feel like that is a stage that I'm in this time of my life. I feel like I'm starting to want new, want more. I'm ready to do more. And along with that, you have to learn how to elevate yourself. It's not only about you, it's about the people that is around you. You know, your relationship, your family members, who you allow to come into your life in and out. And so, I don't know, I just want to get more in detail with that. So, this month, though, I've been very, very, very busy, but absolutely happy because my birthday is coming up in 2 weeks, so I'll be going to Miami, Florida for my first time, and I'm about to see what that's all about. Boyfriend's going to take me on all sorts of activities and stuff, so finally gonna feel like it's about me. I don't know about y'all, but for some weird reason, when my birthdays come around, I always feel like they don't ever go the way that I want them to go, or somebody has to make it about them, or etc. So I'm very excited about that. But no, so anyways, back onto my topic. So elevation. With elevation, I feel like, let's start off with yourself. First things first, what I do is I wake up and I love to write. So along with me writing, because I would write in my diaries and, you know, jot things down, but there's days where I feel kind of lazy or I don't feel like picking up my diary. So it's like I'm not constantly checking those goals that I want or constantly checking how I want to presume myself by the end of the year. So what I started to do is, you know, I took some post-it notes, and I start writing big things on post-it notes, and, you know, I put them on my bathroom mirror, I put them on my hallway mirror, like things that I know that I'm gonna walk past for sure every day. And when I walk past, I'm like, oh, what's this? Take a little look at it to remind myself what it is I need to be doing. And along with this elevation, y'all, don't rush yourself, you feel me? Like, everything takes time. There's baby steps to get to the big steps. You can never miss the baby steps. If you miss those baby steps, you either not gonna be doing it right, or you're never gonna succeed at it. And along with that, like for example, my podcast, I can definitely say I've been taking some baby steps with it because it's new to me, and it is hard sometimes to find time for it, especially with all the bullshit that I've been going through. But I always kept in the back of my mind, like, this is definitely something that I want to do. I love to speak to people. I love to talk. Like, that's one of my biggest traits, is talking. And so why not talk to y'all and be benefit off of that? I feel like that's really, really, it's a perfect damn job. If you paid me for it real good, you know? If motherfuckers paid me for this, I'll do this every day. So no, but it shouldn't be about money. It should be about what you love to do. And so I also really like talking. So who doesn't love money? World is money, right? But so first things first, start with yourself. And if you have like certain hobbies that you like, take those hobbies and work on it for a day. Like, give all your effort to it one day. And if you keep failing, cool. But look at those steps that you are doing and see why you're failing it. You know what I mean? Like, don't just think, oh, I just all around can't do it. Because any human in this world can do anything that they put their mind to. And that means the most to me, is because it's like, you think mechanics out here were just born making motherfucking machines and shit, or people who make cars, like inventors, all inventors. Nobody was born learning or knowing how to do anything. It's what they dedicated their time to, what they put their mind to get to that level. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you're sitting around all bummed out, ain't doing anything with yourself or even trying to build up any type of skills, of course, you're never going to be nothing. You're never going to be good at anything. But if you take baby steps, little steps here and there, like, first of all, congratulate yourself for anything little that you achieve. Just because it's little does not mean that it's not an accomplishment. So congratulate yourself, you feel me? If you gotta go out and take yourself out to a restaurant that you haven't ate in a minute to, do that. If you want to go buy something for yourself, do that. Don't take it like, oh, it wasn't good enough. And I think that's what I used to do to myself, is every time I achieved something, it was like, it wasn't more of like congratulations, but I felt like it's something that I had to do, so it was just like, here, get that out the way. No, Alicia, you got that done. Congratulate yourself. Like, for example, last year around my birthday when I turned 21, I had to go get my ID renewed, and along with that, COVID was going on, so I had to go online and pay my ticket. Well, not my ticket, but I had to pay, sorry, I'm smoking too, y'all, so don't mind me. I got a blunt in this session, but I had to go and I had to renew my ID online. So I had to pay my fee, and I paid my little $30 or whatever. And along with that, they sent me my ID. But then they sent me another letter saying that my payment didn't go through, and since my payment didn't go through, that they're suspending my license until I pay the payment. And that meant I had to pay that payment again and then also go ahead and renew my license again. So of course, me feeling like that shit's bullshit, I wanted to appeal it. But nobody's in the office. You can't get a hold of anybody. Like, I would call, leave messages, and they say they'd get back to you in 24 hours. Nobody ever got back to me. So I kind of just went with a suspended license. Well, as fucked up as this is, it was my grandma's funeral, and instead of staying down in the cities, I wanted to go back home. So I drove home at 2 in the morning. I was sober, luckily. And as I was driving, this bullshit cop was gonna pull me over, and he's like, yeah, your license is suspended and blah blah blah. And he basically told me that I had to sit there and wait until somebody came and got me because I wasn't allowed to drive. But when I tell y'all, I live an hour away from the cities, and I was literally like 20 minutes away from home. Like, it's 2 in the morning. No one lives in the area that I live in. No one's gonna be willing to drive fucking 45 minutes just to pick me up. So I'm just like, I felt like I was fucked that night. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what am I gonna do? So I ended up just going and parking the car, and once the police officer went off, I waited like 5 minutes, and then I started driving again. Two more cops ended up pulling up, so I pulled into the gas station, sat there for another 20 minutes, and then finally I made it home. I didn't make it home until like 4 in the morning, you guys. I was so scared that night, but they gave me a ticket for it. Well, citation. So now I have a suspended license and a citation. And so it took me forever to try to figure this out, you guys. Like, when I say this happened last year and in like September, and I just now got it paid on the 11th, like, it was something that was kind of dreading for a while, months and months. And it's just because, like, this COVID shit is bullshit to me. Excuse my language. I know I keep cussing, but it really is. Like, I feel like they set you up to fail. Like, you have people working at the grocery store, but you have nobody in the office for the damn DMV. Somebody help me make that make sense, because I can't wrap my head around it, and it pisses me off, because, like, why don't you feel like they need to be working? But you want to be on the road every day, 24/7, checking if people have their license or if their tabs are renewed, but nobody's in the office. Okay. But anyways, so I finally paid it off, and it was like $300 and something. But instead of saying, good job, girl, like, you let that shit drag you for months and you finally handle it, I kind of just like pushed it out the way, and I was like, oh, something I had to do. You know, they gave me a deadline. If I didn't do that deadline, then they were going to suspend my license again, because I got my license renewed finally, but I had never paid that citation. So they were threatening to suspend my license again if I didn't pay it. But I paid it. My license is back renewed, but now I have all that history. So it's like, I'm being a Debbie Downer about it when I really need to be still happy that I got that done. So along with that long story, congratulate yourself on the little things, because sometimes you focus more on the negatives that are going through the situations on even having to get it done. But it's like, you did that. You got that done. You know what I'm saying? Another thing that I feel like is very important with elevation is the people around you. Like, that's the number one key. Not everybody around you deserves that friend title. You can have associates, you can have business partners, you can have coworkers, you can have friends from high school, you know, give them any type of name, but they do not have to be your friend. And along with that, understand what they're serving you, because every relationship is about giving and taking. So best believe they're taking something from you if they're around you, and you're giving them something. And what I realized, what I was giving to all of my quote-unquote friends, is my energy. Instead of me sitting there taking time to invest in myself and figure out what my purpose is, because I'm so young and I still don't know what I want to do, but I'm out here hanging out with you guys 24/7, and along with hanging out with them, all it is spending money. Spending money, turning up, going out to eat, going to the club, going to the bar, getting turned. Like, yes, it's so fun when you're young, but it becomes a time where it's like, okay, what are we doing? You know, like, I see, like, this is just taken away from what I'm trying to build. You can't be building yourself up and going out every weekend and spending money every weekend. Like, there should be friends out there that sit in the house, you know, watch some TV or something. I feel like I haven't done that with a friend in so damn long. It's always about going out. And it's not a bad thing, but it's like, know your limits, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if that friend only wants to do that, then you need to label them something else as an associate or something. Like, recently I cut off everybody, and it's not even really cutting them off, but I kind of just pulled myself away from everybody. And you see the ones that feel away and take it personal, and you see the ones that also understand. Take that into consideration as well, because anybody taking it personal that you are putting time in yourself do not need to be in your life, period. Because it's like, how do you expect me to elevate if you want me to be up your ass all day? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's unfair to myself. And anybody that is your quote-unquote friend would want you to see good. Make sure you have people around you that give you that, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you. Like, genuine love when you are doing things. You don't want nobody over here like, oh, that's good. Or even be like, oh, that's something I wouldn't do. Like, people that put themselves into it, apply it to themselves when you're talking about you. Like, you should always have friends that allow you to talk about yourself for once. And that's another thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't want to see me shine, as sad as that is. Like, for some weird reason, when I walk into the room, and it's not even being cocky, it's finally embracing yourself, y'all, because I went so long when I was younger being bullied. People used to call me ugly all the time, say I look like an alien, Michael Jackson, like, all these names. And finally, like, I finally embraced myself, and I finally fell in love with myself. And now I feel like I'm shining, I'm glowing, you know? You have this aura around yourself when you finally accept who you are, and you want to see yourself do better, look better, feel better. Like, so along with that, I'm around old people. And as I am elevating myself and finding my own energy, that intimidates people. When I walk into the room, I get, like, I get really rude faces. Like, not no approachable faces, but it's like, who does this bitch think she is? Well, bitch, I must be the shit, because I feel me. Like, I love me, and I'm chilling. Like, I'll have a whole smile on my face, and, like, people just, they get really, really intimidated. And at first, like, I used to be so sad about it, because I'm like, damn, like, I used to have so many friends. I used to know how to talk to so many people. Like, no, I still know how to talk to so many people. It's just the fact that people now don't want to talk to me because it's like they don't like the way I carry myself. They don't like the way how I'm confident in my walks and my talks. Like, and I definitely don't think that that's a problem. It's just who you're around. You walk next to another pretty bitch, she ain't gonna do none of that unless she's a hating bitch. But if she's a pretty bitch and she carries herself right, she has positive energy, you're gonna get positive energy back. But people that have stuff going on with themselves, they're always gonna try to blame you or make it seem like you're the problem when it's really what they got going on in their inner self. They have their own demons that they're sitting here trying to fight, like, ooh, I'm not, I don't have the attention no more. I'm not the spotlight no more. But that shouldn't be all that you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I walk in the room, I don't even pay attention to people looking at me. I pay attention to myself, to my man, to my friends. And that's another thing that I hate. Don't have friends that when it's their time to shine, you give them all your energy and be like, yes, girl, you do you. But then when it's finally your chance to shine, it's ghost. Nobody's around to be found. Nobody's there to celebrate with you. Nobody's there to give you your shine. And that's fucked up. So you need to pay attention to people like that. And that's another reason why I had to pull myself away from a lot of people is because it's like, they're not friends, they're haters. And if they're not hating, they're looking for something to take from you. They see your personality, okay, let me try to copy that. They see what you're doing in life, okay, let me copy that. And I've seen so much of that, and it's just like, why? Be you, do you, you feel me? And I guess it's because they don't have any, what's the word I can say? They don't have any inspiration with themselves. So they're taking all your inspirations and all your ideas and all your goals and everything, and they're applying it to themselves because they don't want to actually sit down and take the time to learn who they are. You feel me? I feel like anybody is going to be beautiful inside and out as long as they find their true selves. Be true to yourself. That's something that I've always been sticking with for this last couple of months, being true to myself, not being afraid to speak my mind even if it hurts your feelings, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to go to sleep letting that shit eat me up when it's something that you deserve to hear. Because now I'm gonna beat myself up and be like, damn, Alicia, I should have said that, or I should have done this, or I should have never let that person walk on me. Well, don't let anybody walk on you, because at the end of the day, you are who you are. And what's the most somebody's gonna do to you? You feel me? Hurt you? If they hurt you, understand why, the reason why you even get in a fight. See, this is another thing that I hate. A lot of people don't know how to have genuine conversations. We do not have to be cool to have an adult conversation. I feel like a lot of people start to get upset with words and start to get physical because they're not winning in the words war. So they're like, let me beat your ass now because you're pissing me off or you're making a point. I don't do that fighting. I do not do that fighting, and it's not because I'm scared. It's just I'm not gonna fight over no kid ass shit. I just feel like that's the most stupidest thing that you can do, is fight over things that are so dumb. But another thing too is, y'all, like, my whole life growing up, I was very caged in, you know, like, my mom, she never really let me go outside and explore things. Like, I was always at home babysitting my younger brother or my younger sister. You know, and my boyfriend, he calls me a spoiled brat all the time, and I can low-key agree with him. Like, I'm not ashamed to see where I kind of, like, fail at. And my mom, she gave me a lot, you know. Like, when I walked into the house, I did get whatever I wanted. You know, we had all different types of game systems, you know, we have really good rooms. Like, materialistic things is where I'd say I was given my whole life, but I was never taught to make money. You know, I was never told to go work at a job, because I was always taken care of. You know, there was no need for me to have a job, and I think that's something that I really, really failed at growing up. And becoming an adult, I had to learn so much stuff, And it's not easy being an adult, you know. Like my sister, she just turned 18 last year, and I try to prep talk her as much as I could, because there's been so many times where I cried, like, and told myself, like, I can't do this. And it's not because I'm lazy or I don't want to go work. It's because when I used to go to my job and I used to work, I used to be so angry because I didn't like what I was doing. I wasn't making enough money. I wasn't going anywhere with it. I didn't see a future in it. So it was just like, is this life? You know, like, is this all I have? But luckily, like, I got blessed to be able to quit my job, you know, because I have a car and I can do Grubhub. Like, I make my own schedules. Like, I have all these hobbies that I do. Like, it's not about working the 9-to-5. It's about doing something that you actually genuinely love and wanting to commit yourself to doing. And once you get good at it, you're always going to make money in it. Anything that you can do in this world, you can make money off of, because this world is nothing but money. So you can knit. That's money right there. You can do nails. That's money right there. You know, like, there's so many hobbies outside of a 9-to-5 that as long as you put your baby steps and your time and effort in, that's money. Cha-ching. That's talking. You don't think this talking, once I start to get in my flow and my rhythm and learning how to actually present myself and getting an audience, that this ain't gonna make me no money? Please, it's gonna make me some money, you know, and I can post it on Instagram, all these social media sites. That's money, 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 money. Like, I had to open my eyes and stop boxing myself in just to a 9-to-5. And along with that, I think it was very hard for me because everybody that I was around was working a 9-to-5. So when I quit my job, they'll be looking at me like, girl, what is you doing? Like, oh no, I work. There were some friends that even went and got 2 jobs and was like, yeah, I do that. And I'm like, that's good for you. You know, I'll congratulate you all day, but that's not me. That's not my style. Like, I'm not going to wake up and go to somebody that's telling me what to do. No, I'm going to tell myself what to do. I'm going to be my own boss. Like, and I don't care how long it takes for me to become that. And I don't care if your pockets right now is bigger than mine, because best believe I'm a spark for sure. You know, and once I do, I'm gonna know that all that the baby steps that I did paid off. You know, like, I was meant to be true to myself and follow my own dreams and not somebody else's. That's another thing too that I feel why I had to pull myself away from so many people is because they weren't being true to themselves. They were trying to just imitate me and my boyfriend and what we're doing. And it's like, I don't mind, because I want to be an inspirational person. I want y'all to take what I have going on and I want y'all to make it into your own. But it was like, I'd go, for instance, like, I don't know, like the smallest things, like I go get a TV. And it was my first TV. It's this scenario. Like, I'll go get a TV, and it's my first TV. I couldn't even have a week to celebrate, because the next 2 days, my friends got that TV, and they like, oh, look, I got it too. And it's just like, okay, girl, like, I don't mind, but did you get that TV because that's what you wanted? Or did you get that TV because that's what I had? You know what I'm saying? Like, just make sure you don't have those people around you, because it's like, it starts to become a thing and it's just very exhausting. It's like they want you to stay where they're at. And it's like, if y'all can't come together and talk about business plans, ways to make money, what are we doing? Like, that's why I have to make another name for you. You can't be my friend. You could be my associate, because a friend I want to talk with, my business partner I want to talk with, I want to talk about making money. I don't want to talk about negative things, other people, drama that's not even really, it's really not even that. It's just bullshit. Like, a lot of people just like to talk about bullshit. And that's another thing that I learned about myself, is because I would talk about drama, but I had to realize, like, why is it drama? It's because you're not going to the source, honey. You always got to go to your source. If ever you feel a type of way, if ever you hear something, go to the source. Squash that shit out right then and there. Boom. It's done. So there's nothing to talk about, you know. But a lot of people that talk about drama, it's because they're scared to go to the person that they're having drama with. Understand that. Like, You got to make sure you hold your own. Don't be ever scared of nobody. The only person you need to be scared of is, you know, your higher power. And that's it. You know, I'm scared of death, really, too. But I think that's all something everybody has to get over, because everybody's going to die in this world, you know. It's just more about, I feel like I'm more scared of the pain. I don't ever want to go through pain. But another thing I learned, I'm not saying I want to go through pain now, but another thing I learned is the smartest people out here are the people who endure the most. Like, I seen this video and it was saying it's not about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get hit. And I definitely believe that all the time. Like, this chess, not checkers, you know. Like, you gotta make sure you build yourself up. You build your empire. And when you build your empire, that's when you start to gain your plugs and connections and shit like that. That's when you start to go through all the cycles of meeting people. Like, when I just graduated high school, I always dedicated everything to my mom. Like, whenever I was going through issues or ever had to deal with anything, boom, call my mom, you know. Like, she's my protector. And in a sense, she still is my protector, but she's calmed down a lot. Like, she's not that mom that's gonna pull up on you and beat you up every day for her daughter, you know. She's getting older, she's getting more mature herself, and she's learning that not everything deserves a reaction. So along with that, I feel like I have to now find my own plugs and connections, because when I have my child, of course I'm gonna want my child to call me up anytime they need, and I'm gonna be pulling up, best believe. And if it's anybody that is higher, oh, I want to make sure I have the best resources. Like, you think you that? Well, let me call somebody on your level if I'm not on your level, because you know, I'm gonna have friends that work in the FBI, I'm gonna have friends that work in the law enforcement, you know, all types of things that can get you higher in life. You should always have those type of people in your circle. Everybody in your circle deserves to serve you a purpose just as you're serving them one. And if they're not, then they don't need to be there. Like, I want to make sure I have a doctor friend, a lawyer friend, like, all that and above. Like, those are things that I think will help you, things that you can actually learn from. And shit, I don't know, like, if these people don't serve those purposes, don't label them as your friends. Y'all are still cool. That doesn't mean I'm fake or I don't like you. I genuinely care about you. But I'm not gonna care about you by giving myself away, you know? Like, no. I've had so many people, though, tell me, like, oh, girl, like, I thought I did something. Or even say, like, you know, why you ain't been hitting me up? Or you been MIA, be acting funny. I'm not acting funny. I'm focusing on myself. Like, I gotta get on my own grind, you feel me? And if I'm constantly giving y'all my energy, how am I gonna give myself that, you know? Like, so anybody should be able to support you. Like, I have friends too that go MIA here and there, and I don't hound them asking where they've been away. If they texting me, nah, I wait until they're ready to text me. When they text me, it's still gonna be where you left it. We gonna pick up right where you left it. Hey, girl, yeah, I miss talking to you. How you been? You know, even catch up or whatever. But it should never be when y'all stop talking for that moment that there's beef there. That's imaginary beef to me. Like, if I haven't talked to you since then, what do you think I got to talk about until now? Like, that's another thing. Common sense, y'all. Common sense. Have some common sense, please. Like, I don't know if I'm the only person that has it, or, you know, because, I don't know, but common sense. I don't know how to teach it, but common sense. You know what I'm saying? But another thing with elevation, I would say, too, is your relationship. Your relationship means everything, and me being so young in a relationship, like, I've been in a relationship since I was 17, the same relationship, and, you know, a lot of times we get into it because it's like, we tell each other like it's gonna be forever, but it's like we're so young. And even if it is forever, you gotta be realistic about everything. And I never knew what being realistic was about, because they'd be like, oh, don't give yourself no fairy tales, don't sell yourself no fairy tales. And I'm like, what does that even mean? I think the real key to that is allowing your partner to make their own connections too. Like, that does not mean anything about cheating, because I do not do that cheating shit at all. But your man should be able to have girlfriends. You deserve to know those girlfriends, of course. And I deserve to have guy friends, you know? But don't hold yourselves and block everybody out. Because then you're missing so many opportunities like that. Like, you gotta really be able to have a partner that you genuinely have trust in. Like, there should be no holding each other back from anything if y'all are gonna be partners, because we all deserve to be equal. Like, just as much as he does what he does, I do what I do. And we come back and we're stronger. Like, I feel like we're very a power couple because we understand what we need to do. It's really yin-yang. Everything is yin-yang. What I slack, he picks up. What he slacks, I pick up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever try to be, like, insecure about things. Like, another thing that I learned, too, is, like, if someone is with you, they need to love you for you. You know what I'm saying? And if anything, like, I get a little bit more excited if I ever go through any situations like that, because like I said, you have to be all about you first. And I know at the end of the day, I'ma be something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'ma be the shit. I'ma be better than today. I'ma be stronger than yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always going to be uplifting myself and rising. And I feel like if you choose to go do a little bit of petty shit, that's on you. That's not on me. Like, I used to tell myself sometimes, like, I went through a really bad relationship in high school, and the guy did me dirty or whatever, and sometimes I used to self-apply that to myself, like, oh, Alicia, what did you do wrong? What did you do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. There was something wrong with that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever self-apply anything that somebody else is doing bad to you, because in reality, they're going through their own demons. If somebody cheats on you, it's because they don't feel secure within themselves. You know what I'm saying? They might be scared because they never committed or something like that. But don't say it's you. If you put in your all, you did everything you could, there should be no reason why you're taking all that energy and making it seem like it's you. Because then you're even making yourself look bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, the best way to kill somebody is with kindness. And what I learned about that is, like, don't, like, somebody cheats on you, for instance. Don't go cheat back. Because now they got something to talk about for you. Like, oh, yeah, she cheated on me, too. This is not. Now y'all both just bad. Stay true to yourself. Keep your character. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever lower your character or your standards for nobody. Nobody. Like, that's never ever the case. And if you lower your standards, it's because you was always low. That's all I gotta say. Like, there's been even friends that as soon as we got into an argument, the first argument or the second argument, they start hitting low blows. You know what I'm saying? Like, telling people, like, all this bullshit and trying to make you look bad or make it seem like just some other shit. Like, you ever have a friend, like, y'all was so deeply, like, connected and just always knew things about each other and always uplift things with each other, and as soon as y'all stop being friends, it's like, oh, I can't stand that bitch, or I hated her, or she weird as hell. Oh, if that's the case, then I must have been weird when I was friends with you too. Like, you had to always think that. Like, I don't ever do that to people, and I hate that. When I still stop being friends with people, I still give them the respect that they deserved when we were friends, just because I can be real like that. Yeah, this person taught me this, or she showed me this, or she gave me this. Like, I don't ever have to lowball nobody to make myself feel better. And that's another thing that's just so sad about people, and that's another reason why I had to just pull away from a lot of people. Like, when somebody's going, when I have my friends come into my life, they're going to be friends with purposes. They're not going to be friends just to drain my energy or to always challenge my negativity and things like that. Like, I should never feel like my friend over here is talking bad behind my back, or my friend over here is trying to do this to me. Like, if I ever feel those ways, I'm sorry, but I'm breaking myself off from you, because I'm a very genuine person, I feel like, and I see a lot of people take that for granted. And if you want to take that for granted, that's on you. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna elevate, and you gotta separate to elevate, okay? So separate yourself and elevate yourself, baby. And that means in any relationships, even with families, your boyfriend, your friends, anybody. Like, as long as you always separate yourself, you're going to elevate no matter what. And you got to believe in that within yourself. Don't think like, oh, if I'm alone, I can't make it. Why can't you? That just gives you more of a reason to be alone, so that way you can learn more things. Because when you have a lot of people around you, they tend to pick up what you slack. Like I just said, like, if I don't know how to do this, oh, I got a friend that does. Nah, but if I didn't have that friend, then I'd have to learn by myself. I'd have to figure that shit out. And that's what you need to start doing. I'm not saying cutting everybody off, but stop allowing people in your life to pick up things or take energy away from you and shit like that. Because you can do it all on your own, baby. Literally, you could do it all on your own. And you have to understand, too, whatever you gain in this world, you're always going to lose. You have to prepare yourself to lose anything that you gain in this world, because everybody dies. Everything is only in the moment. That's why you need to really stay in the present, too. Don't think about what I'm going to do tomorrow. Think about what you're going to do today. You know what I'm saying? Like, be here. Be present. Understand your moods. Like, if you'd be like, oh, I'm too tired, or I don't want to do that, well, do something to make yourself untired. Like, your body is a plant. You need to be feeding it nutrients and proteins and everything like that. Then you'll have energy to do things. You have to understand what you eat, you know, what you put into your body. What are you smoking? If you're smoking cigarettes and stuff, like, that's no-nos. Like, health is everything. Like, when I get rich, what you think I'm gonna do first? I'll wait. I'm gonna go get my teeth done. I'm gonna have the most perfect teeth out here in the world. I'm sorry, mama, but I'm gonna get my breasts reducted. I do not care, because they're not meant for my body. Like, my skincare is gonna be on point. Trust and believe, though, I'm working on my skincare right now. And I'm saying I'm working on my teeth right now. But when you get money, hey, okay, I'm gonna have the best health insurance out here. I'm gonna have the best life insurance. Like, those are going to be my first steps for when I'm rich. And then after that, I'm going to be cruising, damn near in retirement. You know what I'm saying? And I plan to do that at a very young age, because, like me growing up, like, my mom, she gave me everything. So I'm not cheap. And I don't think it's a bad thing. Honestly, I don't. When I want things, I want the real deal. I don't want an off-brand. My mom used to always say, like, you think it's gonna be easy getting all those name brand things and blah blah blah? That costs money, because we used to go to like dollar stores, and you know how they have like the off-brand Sprites and like the off-brand cereals and off-brand. I used to hate it, and my mom was just always like, girl, you live a very rich life for a poor person, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna always keep that in me, just because why would I want mediocre things? Why would I want less? No, I want more. I want that bougie life. But I'm never going to be a stuck-up bougie person. Hell no, I'm going to always keep the spiritual in me. Like, I got my candles lit. Got my sage going. I have a blunt here, too. But I had to put it out for a little bit because I was talking. You know, like, I'm going to always be genuine to myself and to other people. But I'm never going to just allow anybody in my life and continue to see them step on me. If I see any red flags, I'm sorry, but you have to go. And you have to prove to me that you are proving to yourself. You know, like, everything is all about self. And if you got something going on over there, I'm going to need for you to work on that until you come over here. I used to always, too, think that I can heal everybody. You can't heal nobody that doesn't want to be healed. A lot of people just like hearing all the good things and taking in all the energy. But are they applying it to themselves? Probably not. I'll give so many speeches a day, and people probably forget about them the whole time. That could be something that you could actually take and improve in and, you know, like, grow from. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people just like to be in that victim stage. Oh, I'm going through this. I'm going through that. Oh, this happened to me. This is not. So what? It's about what you're going to do from here. How are you going to move further from that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate victims. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is because I've been through so much. And I don't ever, ever use any of those as an excuse. When my grandma died, I didn't take off of work for that. I didn't even want people to know that, because I just feel like it makes me feel weird. Oh, cater to Alicia now because her grandma died. But y'all ain't know my grandma. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's what I gotta go through. And maybe that's something that I also need to work on, is sharing a lot of my feelings to people. But I just feel like, what can you do for me that I can't do for myself? You know, like, you can tell me lies and feed me advice, but it's all about how I have to move on from that and how I have to grow from that. So I don't know, elevation though is very important, and that's what I'm definitely doing right now. Like, I ain't taking no bullshit from nobody. Like I said, I don't care if it hurts your feelings, because at the end of the day, you hurt mine. People need to learn how to stop stepping on other people and not getting a repercussion from it. Like, and that's what used to happen to me. Like, I used to be on the bus, y'all, when I was younger. People used to chuck Legos at me. I remember a girl slapped the binder out my book. Like, I was even forced to be in a bathroom and fight a girl that I didn't even know. Like, these two bullies was like, y'all need to fight each other. And we looking at, like, I really can't believe this happened. We was looking at each other like, you want to fight me? She like, no. I'm like, I don't want to fight you. Like, I swear to God, so we both smacked each other. It was the most softest smacks, and then we just sat there. And when I tell you, y'all, like, we became friends after that. Like, it was so crazy. Like, I still question things that I went through when I was younger, because I'm like, what the hell? Like, who does that? How did I even get put in a bathroom and be told to fight somebody, like, that I didn't even know? Like, and she's still, like, she's not close friend, but she's still somebody that I see doing good and stuff. And, like, I talk to her here and there and say, like, it's nice seeing you and stuff. But that's how our friendship started. Like, she started coming over my house and stuff, and we became really good friends. It's because we both try to get bullied to fight each other when we didn't even know each other, had no beef. Like, they just wanted to watch a fight. Like, so confused. But nah, like, now it's not even that I'm getting bullied, it's now people are getting intimidated, and that's perfectly fine, because I definitely, like, I don't want nobody in my life when I start to shine that treat me a certain way when they thought I was low. Like, y'all think I'm low now, just wait until I really get somewhere, because it's so crazy. Like, never show nobody your hand or anything, but just know, in Minnesota, a lot of people in Minnesota treat you like, if you're not wearing the trendy things, or, you know, you're not doing the trendy things, then you're not worthy of their time. When whole time, you can be 5, 6, 10 steps ahead of them and what they're doing. Y'all spending all that money on that trendy shit while I'm over here saving and being a little bum for now. Like, that's okay. That is okay. Because the real recognizes real. And when I make it, I'm not going to be rude to you. Definitely not. I'm never that type of person. But I'm definitely going to take in consideration how you treated me. And you're not going to ever get any of my perks. The people that was with me when I was down, or the people that I met that was really there for me, are the people that are going to get my perks. The people who understood me. The people that gave me the benefit of the doubt. Anybody that can be real and understand the same page that I'm on. Like, I need people that are willing to grow, be inspirational. I don't know if it's just my spiritual thing or something, because there's a lot of spiritual people out here too that got really bad attitudes. Like, I don't know what's up with that either. You're gonna have to work on your attitude, baby, before you work on anything spiritual. I don't get that. But anybody though that is with me is gonna be eating at my table, and best believe they gonna be doing something too to be able to eat though, because I ain't paying for nobody except for my mama. Like, if any of my sorry sisters, but if y'all want to eat at my table too, you're going to have to work in one of my businesses or something. Like, help me help you, you know? Nothing is free in this world, and I had to start learning that, because even in a lot of friendships, like, I give my last dollar dime to them, and it wouldn't even go in consideration. They'd be like, oh, I gave you this, I gave you that, like, materialistic thing. And I'd be in my head thinking, like, okay, but I bought you this, and I bought you that, like... But it went unnoticed, because money is only temporary in that moment. Like, oh, okay, you bought that for me now, but that was then. And it's just like, I'm not the type of person to throw anything in people's face either, but it's like, it's never considered. And sometimes you expect it, and it's wrong to expect. You have to always do something just because you genuinely want to do it. Don't do it because you expect something back. But my thing is I hate when I do something and then somebody else expects something back. And you finally tell them no, and they be like, oh, but I did this, I did that, and I blah, blah, blah. Okay? Now we're going to be playing tit for tat, because now I'm going to have to sit here and tell you everything that I did for you. And at that point, I don't even want to talk to you no more. I don't want to be your friend, because nothing should ever leave to what each other did for each other. Do it because you just really want to do it. Like, I don't know. So just make sure you are checking your surroundings and checking yourself. Because until you do that, you're never going to go anywhere. And another thing too, do not ever expect to elevate and then go back to the old people. Because those old people are just going to bring you back down. Once you elevate, that means that you are meant for a new beginning. You're meant for new people. You're meant to be in a newer circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now I feel like I'm middle class. Can't wait until I get in that high class. And guess what? Once I get in that high class, there's a higher class. Like, I'm trying to be Beyonce and Jay-Z out here. I don't know what y'all trying to be. But if y'all not trying to be, you know, Diddy, who else Jay-Z and them hang out with? Diddy and them? Then, nah. Friends. I mean, associates. Not friends, associates. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's all about elevation, guys. Like, don't let nobody ever make you feel bad for working on yourself. Ever. Like, that's just the most, like, that's the first key to common sense right there. Like, if that don't click right there, like, you mad because I'm working on myself? Something wrong. Don't ever be like, oh, girl, I'm sorry. Yeah, we can hang out. No, I'm not sorry. Why would I ever be sorry for working on myself? Are you mad because you don't know how to work on yourself? Well, I'm sorry to you. I feel bad for you. But no, it's time to stop feeling bad, stop feeling sad, and, you know, just do you. Be true to yourself. Because who's going to have you in the end? You. Girl, I can learn some Krav Maga, some boxing, get my permit to carry, got my little spray. Look, I got all the keys to myself. I just need to learn some survival tactics, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that stuff. I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody. And if you do need somebody, you just need to be making sure that they also need something from you, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever just be a fucking lamb or whatever. Come to my rescue, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. Make sure you show that you have something to offer. Present yourself. Don't ever walk into a room and be like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. No. Even if you're not good at it, be like, yeah, I did that before. Gotta be a winner. Okay, that's something that my boyfriend definitely taught me. Gotta be a winner. When I tell y'all, he will literally challenge himself to do anything. Like, it blows my mind. Like, there's been so many things that over the years I've gotten to see, and that's probably like one of his best traits that I just love about him, is that he is not a quitter. He will not quit on anything. Like, I've seen him start a game that he's never played before and he lost. He'd be like, run that back, run it again. He's gonna continue to keep playing until he wins. And I think that's the best trait that you can ever have in life, is to continue to do it. Keep getting back up when you fall. Don't ever just let yourself just lay there and be like, oh, I can't do it. Like, that's me. Like, I've done that so many times where he'll see it and he just be like, why? And I had to question myself, like, damn, I don't even know why. It's because I used to say, like, I didn't care about it. And he'd be like, it's not about caring. It's about never letting yourself lose. Like, yeah, I lost those times, but now I finally won. I got the gist of it. You can always get the gist of anything in life. And that's really what life is about, is just learning, enduring whatever you can and learning whatever you can. All these skills, that's what school was about. That's what school taught you. Those were the traits. People always miss that. Like, they think, oh, why would we be in school learning about some bullshit? It wasn't about the bullshit. It was about how you worked your brain to learn it. You know what I'm saying? Because once you get in this adult life, that's all adulting is learning. Making mistakes and learning. And if you can't succeed in high school, then of course you're gonna fail in the adult life, because this adult shit is hard. Feel me? Like, got a car, I didn't know how to go to the dealership. I do now, you know. Like, I didn't know how to go grocery shopping by myself. I do now. It's all about taking those first steps on things that you've never done before and getting the gist of it. You think these CIA agents out here that know all this damn Secret Service shit knew anything about none of that? No, they had to get their first step in the door. They had to go ahead and take a try at it, you know? So, elevation, y'all. That's all I have to talk about today. Like, I ain't gonna hold y'all to it, because I feel like I've been running ears. I don't even know how long I've been talking, to be honest, because I just got in my zone. Damn, it's been 49 minutes, but shit. It's facts, y'all. I'm very, very glad that I had this conversation today, and I hope that I see y'all on Friday. I'm definitely going to post it everywhere, so go ahead, hit your girl. Like I said, every Friday, 8 to 9 Central, you know, p.m. But no, I really love talking to y'all, and I'm really intrigued to give you guys more of me, because I definitely know that there's a lot that y'all can learn from coming from my perspectives and my eyes, because I'm very humble and I'm very spiritual and I'm all about growing, and I think anybody deserves that in their life. But yeah, everybody don't deserve me in their life, you know. But if you know, you can listen from a distance and take in here's and there's and go from that. But elevation, y'all, all about your relationships, your friendships, yourself, okay? And whatever, keep this a key in mind, whatever you can get good at, you can make money with, okay? Everything is money. As long as you know how to talk, you can talk your way into selling anything. You can talk your way into getting clientels, anything. You do not have to, not knocking anybody that is working a 9-to-5, because there is some people out here that actually likes working their 9-to-5 and enjoys their job. That's okay. But if you want to be your own boss, skills. That's where to start. If you can't find your purpose, start with skills. Literally. You can become a basketball coach, an NBA basketball coach. Know how much they make a lot of money, okay? A lot of money. Anything in this world. Literally, you can be a goddamn tree cutter and sell trees. Open your mind. Stay out of the box. You know what I'm saying? Don't think of only customer service and retail. Think of business. Yeah. I like to end that right there, though. I think that's a good one to end at. But I love you guys. I hope to hear from... Well, I hope you guys listen to me on Friday. Y'all gonna listen. Y'all to manifest that shit. Y'all gonna listen. And I hope that y'all take some of this advice and really just grow from it. But I'm gonna go ahead and head out. I love y'all. Peace out, y'all. Deuces.